There's another one with his big fins up. I think it's fun when they lay on their backs like that and put their fins up in the air. It's like they're doing tricks for you.
It's a warm day on the Chatham Harbor Fish Pier, and as fishing boats are packing up for the day, tourists gather on an observation deck to watch gray seals wait for fish scraps. The spot is a well-known place for pinniped lovers like Debbie Hinesgale, a visitor from Syracuse who returns to this spot every year her family visits the Cape.
To me, it almost looks like a smaller manatee, but their faces, I think, look between a dog and a horse face.
A number of seals surface not far from the pier.
Oh, I could watch them forever, you know?
But for some, the seals have become more than just adorable creatures to see on vacation. The Cape's population of gray seals has grown dramatically in the past 20 years. For fisherman Mike Rathgeber, who runs fishing tours out of Provincetown, the seals have become a nuisance.
I mean, they're stealing fish off hooks. They're eating fish in the wild. They're corralling huge schools of bluefish, striped bass, you know, haddock, pollock, mackerel. Our business of fishing commercially and recreationally, which is already very suppressed, now we have another layer on top of that.
Today, the National Marine Fisheries Service estimates there are 30,000 to 50,000 gray seals around the coast of southeastern Massachusetts, as compared to just 11,000 in 2005. And Rathgeber says he thinks it's time for towns to make a move on ways to limit the population, whether it be through birth control or culling.
And when you think about Cape Cod, what are the two things that people relate Cape Cod to? Beaches and fishing. Well, if you take fishing away because the seals ate all or the vast majority of the fish, and you take the beaches away because of all the sharks that are now inadvertently terrorizing human beings, you've just taken away the two things that is the Cape Cod brand.
Now, the death of a boogie boarder from a shark attack has put the question of the seal population front and center, as the increase in seals is connected to the increase in white sharks who hunt them. But Andrea Bogomolny, an investigator at HUI and the chair of the Northeast Atlantic Seal Consortium, says the population is still rebounding.
And I think part of the issue is we as humans, all of us, aren't quite sure what to do with this wildlife in our backyard and how do we interact with them. And we don't know. It's a really new phenomenon here.
She adds that Massachusetts is not the only place in the country to deal with a large seal population. On the West Coast along California, Oregon, and Washington, seals have had a presence for much longer.
On the West Coast, the numbers there are more like 300,000 rather than 30,000. So it's a huge factor increase in numbers.
And Sean Hayes, the protected species specialist at NOAA, says that public education on the West Coast has been key to reducing conflicts between humans and seals.
I think a lot of it's been sort of public outreach. It has involved closing off areas or protecting areas, but also, you know, just signage and public education, like, hey, these animals are here now.
In places like Canada, the government has instated seal harvests in certain areas. But in the United States, the Marine Mammal Protection Act keeps states from managing their seal populations without federal approval first.
So they're not just the resource of Cape Codders or Massachusetts. They're the resources of people in Illinois and Kansas and Oklahoma.
Bogomolny of HUI says in some ways, culling the seals now might mean never fully understanding their role in the environment, and it's important to remember.
We are in a healthier ecosystem than we were 30 years ago, where we have this incredible success story to share and try and figure out how to live with.
She says that conversations between scientists and frustrated individuals are a first step towards better understanding how seals and humans can coexist. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Tan.